From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, June 11th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors voted on Wednesday, June the 10th, to conduct an independent review of the loan procedures of the Columbia Economic Development Corporation during the past 5 years. Supervisors John Riley of Gallatin and Art Bear of Hillsdale will manage the audit on behalf of the board. The move comes after the authority's budget office found potential conflicts of interest related to the proposed Ginsburg development deal and other related issues. The meeting on Wednesday was attended by dozens of county residents. They were represented by Peter Jung of Hudson. Jung said there was bipartisan support for change in how the CEDC and the county do business, and that the county's reputation had taken a hit from the bad publicity the Ginsburg deal had brought. Jung said, and I quote, "We have gotten a bit of a reputation as a cesspool for insider dealing," end quote. That is a story that you can read in the Register Star. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that Kinderhook Town Supervisor Pat Grattan announced this week that the State Department of Environmental Conservation has revoked the permit given to the Kinderhook Lake Corporation to construct a gate that would block access to the lake at the end of Rose Street Extension. The DEC had given the corporation until September to respond to the notice. The gate was discussed at a regular meeting of the Kinderhook Town Board on Monday, June the 8th. The barrier was intended to help protect the lake from invasive species of plants and animals. In a letter dated May the 15th, James Eldred, Deputy Regional Permit Administrator for the DEC, wrote, and I quote, "The construction of barriers at the Rose Street Extension would interfere with the right of free passage from a public highway to a navigable waterway," end quote. Kinderhook Lake Corporation President William Cleary wrote in an email to the paper following the meeting, and I quote, "There's no decision with respect to the Rose Street Gate issue. DEC has given KLC to mid-September to respond to the opposition's documentation," end quote. That is a story that you can read in the Columbia paper. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that supporters of the banned practice of hydrofracking for gas in New York are hailing the study by the Environmental Protection Agency released on June the 4th, which found the process has not led to widespread, systematic impacts on drinking water resources in the county. Speaking at a press conference on June the 10th, Karen Moreau, executive director of the New York branch of the American Petroleum Institute, called the Southern Tier's vast supply of untapped natural gas a gift. She said Governor Andrew M. Cuomo has been given a second gift by the EPA and President Barack Obama's leadership as well. The EPA report goes a long way toward diminishing any uncertainty about the process. She said fracking supporters, including energy firms, pipe fitters, and landowners who want to lease their property for drilling, are pinning some level of hope on the fact that the state's five-year ban is not complete. The State Department of Environmental Conservation must still enter a findings document or decision that would go to the state register. When and if that happens, Moreau said, there would be lawsuits, possibly by property owners and energy firms. That is a story that you can read at Capital Confidential. Julio Alavencia in the River Chronicle reports that Trivoli Village officials are considering surveillance cameras after the bathrooms at Trivoli Memorial Recreation Park have been repeatedly vandalized. Deputy Mayor Robert Bruno said, and I quote, "We have had issues with vandalism, so with that in mind, we may well have to put out cameras, which we would certainly feel bad about, but in order to protect the property of the village, we may eventually be forced to," end quote. Mayor Joel Griffin was reluctant to use cameras, but said it's hard not to consider the measure when you see the $1,600 bill. That is a story that you can read in the River Chronicle. Finally, Robin K. Cooper in the Albany Business Review reports that Linda Hillman is resigning after 15 years as president of Rensselaer County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Hillman more than doubled the organization's operating budget during her tenure. She said, and I quote, "We are in a really strong financial position. There is so much going on in the area right now that the time is right," end quote. Chambers of Commerce used to generate much revenue by providing low-cost group health insurance programs to sole proprietors and other small businesses, but the Affordable Care Act ended that. But Hillman says the Rensselaer organization still has a strong retention rate, 89%. That is a story that you can read in the Albany Business Review. Now for the weather forecast. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 85 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 58. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Friday, a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 67. On Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:31 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 13 minutes. 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 6th day of June 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.